first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold identifies a Benedict Arnold for our time.
We hit the trifecta on impeachment with the current guy in the White House. He and our Secret Service spending gobs of taxpayer money to house them at his golf courses enriches the president and his family. The trifecta I speak of is clearly Section 4 of Article 2 of the Constitution. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Clearly a trifecta, since high crimes and misdemeanors is the catch-all for many of the artful deal-maker's shenanigans since he refused to divest his holdings. He pockets thousands from petitioners from America and around the world for favors at our national cost. The looting continues. He played the bribery card in the Ukraine debacle to force the head of state, desperately trying to beat back Russian incursions by delaying delivery of anti-tank weapons for nearly 2 months while he and Giuliani extorted agreements to smear a Democratic rival. We must look at the totality of this president's acts. Every indicator shows that Vladimir Putin's mole in the West Wing is none other than Donald J. Trump, furthering the objectives of the Russians, their oligarchs, the ex-KGB puppet master, dividing us and conquering. President Trump is our Benedict Arnold of the 21st century. I'm Ed Weingold.
Ed Weingold recently published A Map of the World with All Faults. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.